Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our public school families with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York. Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. I know a lot of kids are on spring break this week, but there is still a lot to talk about. And why don't we begin with the controversy that's brewing at Silver Creek Elementary. That's in Western New York. Some parents there, Ralph, are complaining that their children are being put in isolation rooms to cool off whenever they get unruly. Is this a common disciplinary action for elementary schools to take?
Well, it is a common disciplinary action, but it's usually not called isolation room. That's a little bit extreme, I think. Very often schools will use what they call a timeout room to just sit down and kind of take stock of what's going on and see if they can't cool themselves down a little bit. So I think it's more a reaction to the term isolation, which I would be concerned about as well, than the fact that it's a good thing for elementary children that are having a rough day to just kind of cool off a little bit.
All right. Hey, from Silver Creek, let's head to Pittsford Central, district you know well there in suburban Rochester. There was a heated school board meeting last week. Apparently, a couple of the elementary schools want to start a rainbow club for gay, lesbian, transgender students at the elementary school level. A number of parents complained that it was not age appropriate. This is a club that's being pushed by the Parent Teachers Association there in Pittsburgh. Your thoughts on that, Ralph?
Well, I'm a little surprised that the Parent Teacher Association be involved in this, but I think if that's the case, then it's another indication of how parents that have Judeo-Christian ethics need to be involved in a leadership role at the Parent Teacher Association. And if people are going to be salt and light in their community, as the scripture calls us to be, then we need to be involved in issues like that, because if nobody pushes back, then this kind of stuff is going to continue to happen, and we're going to be sorry for the end result.
Yeah. In Texas, an interesting story, Ralph. I don't know if you saw this or not. A teacher there has agreed to pay a $90,000 fine after being sued by a student for requiring a class to write out the words to the Pledge of Allegiance as a class assignment. The student, who's black, refused on social justice grounds and received a failing grade. Your thoughts on this case?
Well, this is a really interesting case. I did do a lot of research on it, and I found the teacher in question had actually taught in the district for 51 years. So obviously he has some pretty strong feelings about the Pledge of Allegiance and a lot of other things that old timers like me would, hold pretty dear. But in this case, apparently the student claimed that she had been harassed all through her school career because she had refused to stand up when they were reciting the pledge. And I think what happened was it may be that the teacher decided that he was going to take this into his own hands. And it turns out that in the settlement, which was $90,000, actually, the Texas Association of School Boards agreed to pay the settlement, which I thought was a really interesting development. But lots of, again, conversation about this one for sure.
Yeah. And then finally, Ralph, out of Erie, Pennsylvania, the teachers union says its members are going to be working remotely until the district ensures a safe learning environment. This follows a school shooting that involved a juvenile last week. The union head says the high school is unsafe, a dangerous work environment, and the teachers are not going to return to the classroom until that changes. Now, Erie schools are off this week because of spring break, but does the union have a point here?
I don't think they do. I mean, obviously, everybody's concerned about school safety, and I think they just caught a break that this week they happen to be off. It's interesting to me that the union did say that they acknowledge that the district has the right to demand that the teachers teach in person if that's what they want them to do. And again, I'm old school, and I know what I would do in this situation. There's a law that says if a teacher vacates their job for 3 days, in other words, they don't show up, that job is considered vacated. And that's what I would tell the unions, that next week, if you're not here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, don't bother coming back because your jobs are gone.
Yeah, good point. And that's all the time we have this week. But hey, so many issues and so little time. But if you're interested in running for your local school board, now is the time to act. There's great information on your website, Ralph, a number of videos where folks can check out. If you would, why don't you tell us what that website is?
Thank you, Bob. People can simply go to whyrun.org. Whyrun.org.